Hello.
Oh, hi, Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I just made it back in town. My father had a heart attack last week, and I've been in Florida for, like, since then, and just now got back to Kentucky and to a bunch of snow.
Oh,
I've definitely been better. Yeah, he had a triple bypass, CABG surgery, whatever.
Yeah.
They did a beaten heart bypass, though, so it wasn't like a regular bypass where they take your heart, cut it out, and then work on it, and then put it back in. They actually did his surgery while his heart was still working.
Oh, my goodness. So
yeah, there's only like a couple doctors in the country that do it, and since he lives in Florida, that's like a big geriatric area, and that's one of the places that they're experimenting with that surgery. And this guy is like runs the Halifax Hospital in Daytona. And when my dad came in, he was one of three patients that he does it to. Like out of all the people that are having cardiac issues, he just picks three people and then does their stuff. Yeah. So like he got lucky that they picked him. He had to wait an extra 2 days and had another three heart attacks. But once he got to that point, they got him together. And yeah, I mean, he was up the very same day after the heart attack. They had him up. Had him out of the intubated. He wasn't intubated no more, and they got him up walking, which, I mean, he's still full tubes and all that shit and everything. But, yeah, he was already walking after a fucking triple bypass, yeah. But
so,
I had to go down there and do a bunch of stuff, and I'm going down there to do more stuff. So can I pause this thing the way I just owe y'all what I owe you for right now, and then as soon as I get back to going where I'm going, like, I can pay y'all and start it back up?
Yeah, you can pause it. The only thing is they don't allow me to do a pause with a past due balance, but I can give you more time on it for sure because you're not going to get charged again until March 16th. So as long as you get this, you know, 149 paid before then, what we can do is then, you know, put it on a hold and then, you know, deal with everything with your dad.
Can I do a one-time payment and then I'll just...
Yeah, you can. And then I can just put it on pause, right? And then you'll just let us know.
Well, you said it won't charge me again until when? March, what?
No, if you give me a one-time payment, I'll just put it on hold now and then you don't have to pay again until after you're done dealing with your dad. How does that sound?
When was the next time for it to come out? It was March 18th.
Right, because the February 16th payment is past due. That's why I'm calling now. So right now...
Okay,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, past due for February 16th. So you're
It'll be the 16th. I just forgot what day it was, to be honest.
Yep.
So I was out of call. But
of course.
I don't want this one on the reoccurring payment with, like, just a credit card, not a bank card. But
okay, give me 1 second here because then I want to just see if I can get this information so that I can put it back on. If not, I'll just get it from you again afterwards because... okay, I found this. So this one's a MasterCard ending in 5191. So I'll just put this one as a side note so I can put it back in after we do the one-time payment. So the MasterCard, 5191, and the expiration.
Yeah, I'm kind of idle right now, so I haven't been able to do
much.
Oh,
yeah, you can't do much with your business if you're flying back and forth to Florida and dealing with your dad. I get it. No problem.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're good to go with this card. I'll put it back on after the one-time payment. So for the one-time payment, is it still under the Lynn Leah Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
Okay, it's 4147.
Okay.
4004.
Okay.
2595.
Got it.
3278.
3278. And expiration?
It's 04 of 29.
04 of 29. And the code?
The CVV is 621.
621. Okay, got it. So let me do the one time. And then for the seasonal or the pause, they allow me to do up to 90 days, so I can pause March, April, May.
Just go ahead and let it ride. Just go ahead and let it ride.
Really?
Just don't worry about pausing.
But just put that MasterCard back on file, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to come in off of there because I don't use credit cards, and I'm going to use it this time.
You got it. And in the event that you do want to pause it and it gets closer to March 16th, just give me a call a couple of days ahead of time, okay?
Okay. Yeah, this was kind of one of them things. Like, we've dropped everything. I mean, between my wife and my two kids, everything, we've been running in different directions. They're both teenagers, and they're trying to, you know, help out and shit, too. So, like, it's everybody's running in different directions. And unfortunately, we've pretty much disregarded all of our stuff instead of taking care of both.
Yeah, I bet. Now, how's your dad's pain level? I know he was up right away the next day, but I always heard with a bypass, they have to, like, break a bone in the chest or something to get in there. And it sounds
like, if you look it up on Google, you can look it up and look up images of the breastbone. So, like, literally what they do is they'll take a saw and they cut down the middle of your breastbone. From the top of your neck all the way down to your sternum, where the top of your stomach is. Then they put almost like a vise in there, and it's a reverse vise, and it basically opens the cage up. Well, when it does, it breaks the ribs. So when it breaks the ribs, then it opens, and then when it opens, then they're able to get in there and do what they do. But normally they actually like disconnect the heart and put you on a machine. They didn't do him that way.
Yeah.
They did grafts. So they did, like, beating heart grafts. So, like, they took a vein from his hip all the way to his ankle. It was a vein from his hip to his ankle. They took that out, and then that's what they did the bypass with. So, like, the heart and the veins that come down to the heart to go to the arteries to pump it and everything to the valves, all those in there were filled with plaque. So they basically bypassed that. They went up to where there was good material, and they went back to the heart and actually fused that to the side of the other side where there was no plaque to where that valve is. So they basically made a new hole, brought it in there, and just eliminated those veins.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
Just bypassed all of that. Yeah, and then it goes in there and goes through. I didn't know how a bypass worked. I thought they just went in there and cleaned plaque out and all that stuff. Yeah, now it's just like plumbing. You got a bad piece of plumbing, you just leave that there and then cut it where it's good and run it around it. I was like, wow. they put a 30-inch vein in him, and then basically when they put it into one spot, they just wrap it and braid it around the heart and then attach it and then just set it back in there, and that vein just like sits there and chills. But they told him that if he doesn't change his ways, you know, as far as now, he's got to eat heart healthy, and like right now, it's like so stringent that he can't have any salt because salt makes you retain water. So he's got to have a scale so he can weigh himself, and if he gains 2 pounds, he's got to go to the hospital.
So this is serious for him.
Well, I mean, it's as far as retaining water and everything. They told him if he doesn't change his diet, quit smoking and drinking, that basically he'll be back in 5 years.
That's hard. Yeah, that's really hard. Poor guy. He's a trooper, though. I mean, he made it through that, so I'm sure if he sets his mind to it, he can do it. But that's sometimes they don't want to change when they're stubborn, you know?
So. he definitely realizes what he's got to do. Like, I mean, he had made changes before because he got diagnosed with diabetes, so he was living like a diabetic diet. But a lot of that caught up with him, and he still smokes and was determined to keep it, and then now he's willing to get rid of it because after what he just went through. I mean, the reason why I'm saying Google it, because if you Google it, they basically, whenever it comes down to put you back together, they wrap your whole breastplate with wire in between your rib cage.
Yeah.
And then they take a pair of pliers, just like an old barbed wire fence, like out in 1870 something. They take them pliers and then tighten that wire up with them pliers, and then they clip it, and then they basically sew you back up. So,
oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, so like the rest of your life you have a wired chest, but eventually your bone fuses back together. But that's why like he has to hold a pillow on his chest and he can't move his arms, because if he moves his arms it can make his chest crooked when it fuses. And like he can't do certain stuff. Like, I mean, he can't ride near an airbag. He can't, like, there's a bunch of stuff that you can't do. But
So how old is he?
He's 63. My grandfather had the same surgery at 63. He made it to 78.
Oh, wow.
So with his staying away from
salt, that can he have like the celiac salt or the Himalayan, or are they saying no salt?
Yeah, so basically you just got to look at the conversion. So at the end of the day, salt is salt. It's just one's more concentrated than the other. So the salinity value is different. So like with Himalayan sea salt, you can have, I think it's close to two teaspoons to like one teaspoon of iodized salt. Kosher salt, you can have, I think it's like 1.5 teaspoons or 1.25 teaspoons to iodized salt of one teaspoon. So it's stretching it to get it to where it's at. You can eat more salt if you do, but that's only a short period of time. You just got to heal. So like they're worried about if he's retaining water, that means there's other problems going on with his heart or something else.
Right.
So that's why they want him back. So it's not so much as they just don't want him to eat salt because that can make him retain water. And that's just like throwing up a false positive.
Yeah. And it's scary because I know I took like a nutrition class a couple times through Kaiser. And they had us reading labels, and it's scary when you see like how much sodium's in everything, you know.
That really isn't what scares me anymore, honestly, because now they found out a healthy person is supposed to eat three times if you're a healthy person, which means you're active, you're not sitting. They say sitting's the new smoking, but they say if you're actually active and stuff like that, you're supposed to have three times the amount of salt that the FDA says you're supposed to have. Like,
oh, there you go.
You're supposed to have three times more. But if you're sedentary, you know, it's like they don't tell you, like when you're sitting in a chair, that my cousin, she's a stroke RN. Like she specializes in the stroke unit in ICU. And she was talking about like when we were driving for a couple hours and like we have to drive, she's like, don't forget to pump your feet. Well, she had an uncle that on her other side of the family that drove to Arizona. Well, when he drove to Arizona, he was diabetic and he got up, and as soon as he got up, he had a stroke because he had blood clots in his legs where he had no circulation. So after you sit there for a couple of hours, you're supposed to move your ankles and pump your feet to create circulation. And they say if you ever have like sitting for a while and you get up and you got your calf hurts real bad, go to the hospital because it's a blood clot. And there's only two ways that you can pass it is a pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in your lung, or goes to your brain and it's a stroke.
Wow, that's good to know. You know what? I think you got to get into the medical field. You're really good at that.
No, I have no interest.
<You're so good. laughs>
No interest.
Oh, man,
it's for
awesome.
Me. It's not that stuff. I could be a surgeon, but I definitely couldn't mess with the poop and bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Like bodily fluids, I could not mess with.
Yeah, you know what? You have to have a passion for it. That's for sure. Yeah,
my daughter's becoming an RN, so
is she?
It's in the family. But
well, you know what? I think you're gonna break the cycle of the heart problems and stuff that's running in your family because you sound like you have a good hands on it, and you know, you just gotta
I try to live healthy, but at the same time, the main thing is just knowing the poisons that you're in Common Day supermarket and everything else. I mean, there's an app called Yuka. It's like Y-U-K-A. It's called Yuka. You can download
it. I'm going to write it down. Yep, Yuka.
Yeah, and you basically scan barcodes. And basically what I love about this thing is like you go in there. Some stuff it's not got anything about it, but 90% of the stuff it does. So like you can go in there and scan like milk and it'll tell you that milk is good, but it'll also tell you saturated fats and da 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 da. Well, if you go do like coffee mate creamer, like it'll tell you that there's three extremely high risk chemicals in it. And then when you click on it, then it tells you what those chemicals are, and then it gives you the lab reports that were from the scientific paperwork that they put in to the I forgot what it's called, but it's the actual lab reports of the experiments where they found that. And I mean, I'm telling you right now, I have an open mind because 90% of the shit you eat is poison.
Yeah, I've been using an app like that. It's called the Bobby app. You know, that guy on YouTube, Bobby, he does all of the, he'll be like, don't eat this because it has like the seed oils in it. And it's,
seed oils are bad.
And so he's got an app where, and I take it when I go shopping and you can just scan the food and it'll say if it's approved or not, you know? So I always, you know, and it's funny because my grandkids, if I try to eat something, they'll go, is that Bobby approved? And I'll go, yes, it is. I scanned it before I bought. I had to make sure it was all clean ingredients. So now they're going to go, is that Yuka approved? I'll put the app on there and I'll show them. They'll love it.
That's great.
Thank you.
I, I follow this other dude that's a biologist, and he was talking about something that a lot of people don't know is a 48% of the American population can't methylate vitamins. Any vitamin you get, it has to be methylated. So in 1992, all of our grains, if you ever go buy stuff, it's hard to find like organic flour. And the reason why is because we have enriched grains. Well, all of our flour and all that stuff is enriched. So your bread's enriched and all that shit. Well, it has folic acid in it. So 40% of the population, they found out they can't methylate folic acid because it turns into methylfolate. Well, if you can't do that, it actually impacts your brain and mood and sleeping habits and a lot of other stuff that's bad for you.
So yeah.
Basically what he was saying was if you take a methylated multivitamin, you can get a lot of those things so your body's not deprived of it. But you also need to keep in mind of like what you eat. And he was like, perfect analogy is if you go to Italy and eat pasta, he was like, you eat pasta the whole time you're there and you'll feel great. He's like, if you come home and eat pasta, you'll feel like shit. He's like, the reason why is because of the folic acid that they spray on the grains. And they're talking about how it's a bad thing that they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing it since 1992. I think Bill Clinton made that. It was either Bill Clinton or Bush Sr. I think it was Bill Clinton.
No wonder, because there's some pasta that they have at Costco, and it's like imported from Italy, and that one's body approved, but the other one isn't. The other one, they won't come up. They'll say like no, and they'll tell you why, but I don't stand there in the store and read like all the. No wonder. Yeah, but it'll say like there's like two brands and they're imported from Italy and those ones are approved. But same thing even with some of the olive oils. Some of the olive oils, even though they're better than the canola, some of them won't come up as approved, and the ones that are in the glass bottles. Yeah, imported from Italy and the glass bottles, those will always come up approved, but certain ones won't. You know, it's weird. It's really weird.
It's not weird. It's because of the growing process of the olives and then how that stuff's made. So like organic EVO, which is extra virgin olive oil, is cold pressed. It's not put through any heat or anything like that. Well, when there's a heat process in there, toxins in the plant and carcinogens are released into that oil.
Yeah.
So then you end up getting that stuff in your body and your blood. Well, a lot of people don't understand. Seed oils are the reason why, like, people sunburn as bad as they do. Like, people didn't sunburn back in the early times. Seed oils are the reason why everybody sunburns like they do, and skin cancer is rampant. Because melanoma comes from the seed oils, because the seed oils changes your skin and how they accept UV.
So
it accepts UV, it burns you twice as fast, and like it causes me to have sun poisoning if I stand out in the sun, because I kept wondering why, like my dad, my uncles, and all of us got sun poisoning and stuff. You go to dermatologists and they're just like, "Oh, you've been out in the sun too long," and it's like, that's bullshit. People have been out in the sun since the beginning of time.
That's true.
And then after I was, studying it about it and stuff, and then started looking up stuff about seed oils and how all this stuff works and everything, and it's not, they're not good for you. They're horrible on your digestive tract, too.
Yeah, and they're sneaky. I know one time in the summer I told my son, I'm going to go to Sprouts and get some kebabs and eat really healthy tonight, and some chicken kebabs at the deli counter. And he goes, you're going to get the kebabs that are covered in canola oil? I said, no, they're just in the deli counter. They're just like chicken and peppers and onions. There's nothing. There's no canola oil. He goes, yes, they are. You ask them. So I asked them, I go, excuse me, what did you put on those kebabs? And they're like, there's a lemon garlic blend on them or something. And I said, do you mind if I can look at the ingredients in the lemon garlic blend? And they went and got the wrapper, and good enough, it had canola oil in it. My son was right. And I'm like, wow, why would they do that on such a beautiful skewer like that? You know, it was a gorgeous chicken and peppers and onions. Why would they douse it with all that canola oil and ruin it, you know?
Because, to them, it's not ruining it. To them, they're putting it on there. Well, if they charge you if they put EVO on it, they're going to want another $2 for that skewer. So they're looking at it as cutting costs. And to somebody that's blind, they're buying whatever. Yeah. Same way, organic fruit. If you walk up to that thing and it doesn't have a 9 on the label, it's not organic.
Yeah.
If it has an 8 on it, it's GMO. If it starts with an A, it's a GMO. And GMO food, just like the COVID vaccine and all that shit, it changes your DNA. So, a lot of people that are Bible thumpers think that that shit's the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
When you go to God, when you die and you go to God, you're not the same person. Your temple is not what it was.
Oh, wow. Wow, I never knew that.
It's not what he created in his image.
Yeah, that's scary. Well, you know what? your dad's in good hands. I think you're going to go out there and you're going to nurse him back to health in no time.
Well, he's not somebody that really takes advice very easy, so we'll see.
Yeah. The thing is, what I've noticed is if you start changing habits pretty soon, that new less salt food that he's eating or less sugar that he's eating now that he's on the diabetic diet, it's going to
start tasting
normal to him, where if he eats like the sugary food, it's going to start tasting gross, you know? It's just a matter of him getting used to it. So
you got to train his brain.
Exactly, train his brain. So, and now he has the motivation to do it after going through such a traumatic thing, you know? So,
yep.
So, well, thank you so much for sharing so much. And, you know, if you need anything else, yeah, no, I love it. I love talking to you, and best of luck to you and your family. And now you know your billing date's the 16th. So if you need anything else moving forward, as far as
I need to put it in my phone.
do that so that you don't forget. Do a little alert or something so that if you ever needed to pause it, you call us before the fact, okay?
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, awesome. Have a great rest of your day, Joshua.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.